Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt today, and we go live right now to Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. And how are you today, Jen?
Good morning, Wendy. I'm good. How are you?
Good morning. I have taken a peek at the stories we're going to talk about this morning, and I have two words for you, and I need to know more. Pickle pizza.
Yes, I am also intrigued by this. I actually was surprised when Maxwell filed this story because I hadn't heard of it yet, and it's already a hit in Pilsen. It's called Bob's Pizza. They make their crust using old-style beer in the dough, and they have really unique pizza toppings, and they also work with pretty significant chefs locally, like Juan Kim, who's behind the Polish-Korean restaurant Kimski. Yes, they have a chicken sausage pie, meatball pie, Brussels sprouts and baked goat cheese, but they're mostly known for their pickle pizza, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a pizza with a bunch of thinly sliced pickles on top of it, and it's a huge hit.
I have not. I love vinegar, so pickles. I like dill pickles because there's vinegar in it. Not a big fan of the sweet pickles, but you know, some people put jardinera on top of a pizza, which is also kind of vinegary sometimes. Never even thought ever to put a pickle on a pizza.
I didn't either, but I am definitely going to try it. And it's now opening in Harper Court, so it's closer to my house, which is great. We're at 1518 East Harper in Hyde Park,
and that's Bob's Pizza.
Yep, Bob's Pizza.
I'm going to have to try that. All right. I plan on drinking on New Year's Eve, but there are some people who no longer drink or just never have. And non-alcoholic drinks, there are more of them to choose from now, aren't there?
There are. And this is a story our former intern and now freelance reporter Kaylee has really been following. There's huge growth in sober events in Chicago. Basically, a lot of people who said, you know, Chicago has no shortage of bars, but if you don't drink, there's really not a place for you to go and socialize, especially at night with adults. So there have been different tea shops opening up, and there is a huge market of this spirit-free liquors, or non-liquor liquors. And they are popping up. You might see them in stores like, you know, Whole Foods, grocery stores, and they're going to be a whole day dedicated to it, NA Day. It's going to be at the Loft on Lake, January 14th, and you'll be able to try all these different alcohol-free beers, spirits, and wines from more than 20 companies and hang out with people who don't drink, which can be tough for folks, especially in this city, which is very alcohol-centric.
I was reading something. I can't remember where I saw it because, you know, when you're tooling around online, you can never remember stuff. Unless I'm on blockclubchicago.org. But they were saying a trend for 2023 is going to be mocktails, because really there are more and more people not drinking, and instead of cocktails, they're going to have mocktails.
I've been seeing a huge mocktail menus all over town, and I'm glad to see it because, you know, whether people I know are pregnant or just not drinking or cutting back, it's good to be able to have something fun to drink and not just have to have a soda water with lime.
I know, and I had a lot of Shirley Temples when I was pregnant because it brought me back to my childhood, which is basically what, just ginger ale and grenadine and a maraschino cherry?
Yes, I've actually ordered that with vodka before.
Oh, I didn't even think to have an adult Shirley Temple. Is that a Shirley Temple Black? Because she's all grown up now?
I think it's called an adult Shirley Temple, and it's a big trend right now.
All right, I'm going to have one maybe tonight. That's a great idea. All right, so Maria Pappas is in a calendar. Explain this, Jen.
I was absolutely intrigued. Greg Pratt from the Chicago Tribune posted a photo a few weeks ago of the Cook County Treasurer's calendar. She apparently has been making calendars since 2021, and they feature not only one, but two photos of her per month wearing really sassy jackets, these colorful, spiky, kind of like punk rock jackets. They're in Greek and English, And they're made by her campaign fund, so they're not being paid for by taxpayers, which I'm sure your listeners will be glad to know.
Yeah.
And they're kind of just a thing she gives out to folks that she encounters day to day. Our reporter left me one on my desk in the office, and I was honestly way too excited about it. It's just something only in Chicago that you would see. And I highly recommend you go to our website, blockclubchicago.org, and taking a look at some of the photos because they are pretty funny.
All right. I am a big fan of Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer. I really like her. It says in the article, Pappas's favorite month is November because my jacket says back off and nobody in politics wants to take me on. How do I get one of these calendars?
I think you need to call Maria Pappas and ask for one. She said she only makes 2,000 of them, and they are really in demand. I know some of our reporters were asking for them, and we were only able to get a couple. So she gives them to people like who her Starbucks workers that she sees every day and people who work in her office. But maybe she should expand this and sell them on her website.
I have to get my hands on one of these. Haley, I don't know if you're listening, but we need to. Let's book Maria Pappas on the show tomorrow and have her bring a calendar with her.
I'm on it.
All right, cool. All right. Well, Jen, what else is coming up? What are you doing for New Year's Eve?
My sister actually raises money every year for a different cause. This year she's raising money for the Chicago Period Project, which helps people who can't afford tampons and pads and supplies like that. We're all bringing over some stuff to her house, and she's going to donate it, but you can also donate online to the Chicago Period Project. And Block Club is wrapping up its year-end subscriber push. We are so close to our goal of 19,500 subscribers. So if you do like our neighborhood news, you should check us out and sign up today. You can get a free neighborhood print of your choice if you do so.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year, if I don't talk to you.
Thanks, buddy. Happy New Year.